Join me as we welcome Crunk and Center of Life Jazz.
To juggle, you're my life's just one big puzzle. It's the emotional damage, man. How do I manage? Is something wrong with me? I want the answers to these stupid emotions. Is this some magic potion? Can't keep her watching glee. Maybe something's wrong with me. With me. With me. With me, with me. I've been, oh, working on things that need to be dealt with me. Can I fight through this damage and learn how to manage my feelings? Wanna stop hating my body and get to this physical healing. My heart's a dancer that's looking for answers, questioning the big man's power. They say life's a play to devour. Then why does it taste so sour?
Well, let's meet everybody. We have them here around the table. Four individuals, actually three, were part of the performance. We have another person from Center of Life here with us, too. I'm going to let you begin by just introducing yourself, maybe your age, where you go to school, and what role you played in what we just heard, and any shout outs or anything, that's up to you. We'll start right now with Carlton.
Hello, I'm Carlton, or just call me Carl. I'm the piano player in the CLL Jazz Band. I'm in 12th grade and I attend Pittsburgh Kappa downtown for vocal.
And here playing in the background, Chick Corea. And oh, Carlton, yeah, immediately, mm-hmm, knew it was Chick Corea.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
Which I love. Do you have any other pianists you really like?
Corey Henry, Jesus Molina, Justin Lee Schultz. Oh, yeah.
Those are, mm-hmm, well, I don't know those guys, so I'm going to look them up.
Please.
Let's see who is next to you.
Oh, hi. My name is Hannah Razor. I play the viola, and I go to Pittsburgh Kappa. I'm in 12th grade. And...
Instrumental program for you?
Oh, yeah. I'm an instrumental.
Have the two of you thought about what you might want to do after getting out of cafe yet?
Oh, well, for me, I want to go to school for music business. And, yeah, I want to be a publicist. And that's, like, the industry I want to be in. That's the field I'm looking for.
That's great. Do you know where you might go?
Well, I have like two top picks. It's like Howard and NYU. Those are my tops.
Those are great schools. I know music business is really becoming an important field. I know Duquesne has some courses there, but those schools would be great experiences. Mm-hmm. What about you, Carl?
So after high school, I'm thinking about, I also want to go into the music business field. I've been, my top two schools are West Virginia University and Columbia University. That's in Chicago.
Wow, those are both, I know, Columbia is in Evanston, I think. We're close to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
And my sister-in-law taught film at Columbia. It's
really?
A great school. Yeah, I forgot, almost forgot about that. She was there for many years, too. Mm. And we've had a lot of WVU students here recently, one just last week that was studying horticulture, of all things. So we've had Carl and Hannah, and now we are going to meet Tamar.
Hi, my name is Tamar, or I go by Mar. I go to Kappa. I'm a vocal student. I'm in 11th grade. And I was the singer today, obviously.
You have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Were you nervous? You didn't seem nervous.
I was really nervous.
Oh, you didn't seem, you seemed like a total natural.
Thank you.
What got you into singing? How did you discover that that was what you wanted to major in?
I was always raised around music. I come from a musically inclined family. My mom's a singer. So it was kind of just natural. At first, I didn't want to do singing because I didn't think I was a singer. But then I was like, okay, let's try for Kappa. And then, well, here we are now.
Fantastic. And you're a junior, so I don't know if you're thinking about life at the other end of high school yet, are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking about it. Scary.
Yeah, that would make... It's so tough. You think like you're making a decision that is irreversible and will set the trajectory for every single thing that's going to happen to you afterwards. But actually, I'm here to say not true. It's just one of many decisions you'll make. Do you have any idea what you might want to study?
I want to study music. I want to minor in music and study psychology.
That's interesting. What attracted you to psychology?
I like to study the mind. I definitely like to know what people are thinking.
That song, did you write the song you sung?
Yes, I did.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
There was a lot of introspection in that song. I can see why that might be something you want to study. Now, a reunion I get with Micah. It took me a minute, just a minute. Micah has been involved in our Youth Media Center programs. How are you?
I'm doing good, yeah.
And Micah, you were not part of that specific group, but you're involved in the program at Center of Life. Can you tell us a bit about CRUNK and COL Jazz and kind of how things come together?
So I actually got the privilege of being able to see that song get written and played like a million times. So, I mean, it's just an honor to see it. It was actually really beautiful being played in front of an audience in real time and stuff like that. But as far as CRUNK and Jazz coming together, I mean, we're technically separate programs in Center of Life, but I feel like we're a family. So we always kind of together, and always whenever we work together, it's always magic. And basically the process of it is, from what I've seen, because I haven't worked with them personally yet, you know what I'm saying? The process that I've seen is we'll write to a beat, and then they'll just change it in a way that we couldn't even think of on a beat. And then that's how it kind of comes together.
So CRUNK, when you say us, that's CRUNK?
Yeah, CRUNK, yeah.
CRUNK, and what does CRUNK mean for people that don't know?
Oh, I've said this a million times over, but creating realistic, universal, new school knowledge.
K-R.
Oh, yeah.
K-R-U-N-K. And so CRUNK, you might write lyrics or even a a basic melody structure to a beat. And then in this collaboration, it gets turned over to COL Jazz.
Yeah, it kind of like that. It's that's the only process I've seen. But also, they'll just make stuff on it. It's kind of like we kind of work together, but we don't be with each other all the time. So sometimes it's separate. Y'all can speak on that process better than me. Y'all work together, so.
You want me to do it or you want to do it?
I mean, you could like start it off. I'll just, yeah.
So COL Jazz, obviously we're predominantly a jazz program, but that's not what we only do. But what our day looks like is that, okay, we get in, and the week prior before we get in, we are in a Discord and we're sent songs in a chat, and we listen to them and we pick them out, and then we come together and we rehearse those songs. But it's deeper than just rehearsing songs. The program helps us build a musicianship and how to deal with real-world situations, and, you know, how to go about living as a musician. And it's deeper than just being a musician, just being, you know, a well-rounded person and building a love for music. So, yeah, that's my take on it. What about you, Hannah?
For me, so I'm a part of like the jazz band and Crunk. I'm a writer at the Crunk movement, and I consider myself like a poet. I write poetry, and that's my involvement in it. And I feel like I learned like a lot from like the people around me, like Tamar, like okay, like the artists, to every, and the jazz, my music, and just everything. And yeah, that's my take.
Do you want to add some more?
I could say for myself, when I've been working in the Crunk movement, I've definitely learned how to use it and how to strengthen my tool.
No, I don't want to put you on the spot. It's tough when you're the last person to talk about this. But one thing that's clear, you're all great musicians, but this is not just about music. It sounds like it's about relationships, proposing ideas, reacting to them, and collaborating, which are skills everybody needs. Am I right?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the secret to being a good collaborator is, or some of the things that, like, what do you like, either I'd rather keep it positive, like, what do you like to see when you collaborate with somebody, but sometimes it's easier to say what you don't like.
Right.
But any thoughts about that?
I mean, I appreciate like the communication. Like I enjoy when we can all just like collaborate and just like spread ideas around and like just build upon that and just take away from that. That's my take.
Were you done?
Oh yeah, I was done. I was done.
I really love the connection, you know, and I feel like what makes A collaboration is two people loving what they do. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, you're going to say
something? No. I'm just, please, go ahead.
You know, two people loving what they do. Because you can put, like, two of, like, the best musicians, artists in the world, and, like, if they're not on the same wavelength, I guess it's not going to be good. But, like, versus two people who love what they do and have that connection, it's going to be great, you know? So it's just, like, the connection and the bond. So,
yeah, you made me think, not only loving what they do, but it feeling comfortable in their own skin and comfortable with each other, so that you can present ideas and take in ideas. Being open-minded, I guess.
Right. And the program has definitely helped me with that, because I've been in the program for about 2 years now. And like I said, I'm in both programs, but I'm predominantly in the jazz program. And so starting out like as a musician, you know, music is like a language, you know, it's a way of expressing yourself. And so when you practice your craft every day, it helps you like get more ideas and get like used to like, you know, expanding what you want to do in your music, like improvising or just, that's basically all music is. Well, jazz. I'm not going to get into classical music. But on a jazz and everything else standpoint, that's what that is, you know. So the program has definitely helped me express myself musically and just other ways too. So, yeah.
Let's turn to Micah, who I want to be sure we get a chance to talk. You are a songwriter. You have a beautiful voice. You're involved in Crunk. Have you gotten involved in the jazz program also?
Honestly, my standing involvement, which I want to, like, change later, but I've just been able to, like, see them. I've been with them a couple times and seen them work and seen how they work with the Crunk students as well. And that's pretty much my involvement with being able to work with them.
And what have you observed when being with them?
So just honestly a true family and friendship and just like being able to, the collaboration, as you said before, everything Carlton was speaking on, like you could see it while they're like doing stuff and rehearsing or practicing, or they just have a connection that I think a lot of bands do have, and they just exceed in that, I believe.
And what do you like to create?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me, you know. Lately, I like to create songs that really mean something to me, like really mean something to who I am and what I want to spread to the world. I actually just released a video with the Crunk Movement, and it's called Feeling Like, parentheses, It's I. So that's a song that I've performed a million times with my brother Javian. He's also in the Crunk Movement. Well, he was in the Crunk Movement. You've seen him. I came here with him before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we just released that video. It's on YouTube at the Crunk Movement on YouTube, K-R-U-N-K, Creating Realistic Universal New School Knowledge.
Well, look,
had to look back real quick. Had to look back real quick.
Yeah, Shandina, she's all in favor of that.
Most definitely. But, yeah, I just like to create things that really mean something to me and what I would want to be told as a child and what I would want to learn as a child from an artist. Mm-hmm. That's really what I create now.
It's good to know. I think I forgot to ask you what you're thinking about after graduation. You're at SciTech as a senior this year. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts yet?
Yeah. It's been a long journey thinking about what I want to do after.
I know. I almost hate to ask, but I know people listening are curious, but I remember like it was yesterday, people asking me this question, and I was torn between studying English and studying engineering when I was, and I still was torn right up until graduating from high school. So I know there can be a lot of drama in that decision.
Oh yeah, so much outside influence that goes into that decision. But immediately, I think I want to go to a community college and study, like, business and marketing. I want to use that. And my dream would be able to do what I'm doing now, which is talking to people and performing for people and making music and getting money from it. That's really what my dream would be at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think you can do whatever you set your mind to for our extremely talented. What do you think? You know, there are folks that think the arts is frivolous or at least not of primary importance in school or in life itself. We know that's not true, but what would you say to help people understand who might not feel that way?
Me personally, I would say, like, I feel like it's contradictory in a way, because for you to say that, it's like, in a sense, completely discrediting, like, the music and the artists that you listen to. Because without, music isn't just music, it's a form of expressing yourself and who we are as people. And so when you, like, for example, let's say I listen to I was going to say Michael Jackson, that's not the best
it's
example.
Okay.
Let's say Prince. You know, a lot of people listen to Prince or whatever. But, like, if you're saying that, you know, the arts isn't really important, especially in school, we wouldn't have Prince, Chick Corea, James Brown, you know, like, legendary artists, even artists today, Ella May, can't think of anyone else.
SZA.
You know, people like that. And so it's like, for you to say that, it's like very contradictory. And other people express themselves in different ways, you know. And it's like, yeah.
Carl, that's a really good observation. So when you think about it, any form of music, from concerts, even classical music, music used in film, music used in games and television, it has to start somewhere.
Exactly.
And those seeds need to be planted at a young age. Any other thoughts about the importance of music in school? I have one that I'll share with you in a second, but any thoughts from you guys?
Yeah, I got some to build on what my boy Carlton was saying. Like, I feel like art and music in general is the only universal language. Like, it's the only thing that you can use to connect and speak to people who may not speak the same language as you. And I think that's, like, yeah, that's basically what I want to say. I don't want to go too deep into it, but that's the only thing people use to connect. That's why it's used in video games and used in radio stations right now. There may be somebody listening to you right now in Uganda or something, but they can understand the music that's playing in the headphones. And that's
a good point. I know, even when I hear music with lyrics in another language, I still enjoy listening to it, even though I might not understand the lyrics.
It's universal.
Any other thoughts?
And just to build off of what, like, Micah was saying, music and art isn't the only talent in the world. Like, it takes talent to build what we have right now. Like, for someone to think, like, a computer is just a human mind. So for someone to sit down and think about doing that, and the system and that keyboard and the microphone and the headphones that we're wearing and the even the clothes that we wear, that's also a form of talent too. So music and art isn't the only
thing I think about, and sometimes for some kids, it's music that makes you want to go to school.
Exactly.
It's the reason. We all like to do things that we love. And, you know, some kids love to go to school so that they can play football. Some kids love to go to school because their friends are there. I think people should have the chance to know that they've got a great music program and a great art program.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like a trick or something, but you should be able to have your dessert and your vegetables too, right? The things that really make you happy, maybe. And just a well-rounded, I think, as you put it. Anything else that you two want to add to this? I just want to be sure we give everybody a chance to get a word in.
Like, as you said, people communicate through music. I looked at this article. These two singers, they do not speak the same language, but they were making a song, and they use music as that as their language to, like, communicate with each other.
Wow. Do you guys know what a theremin is?
I've heard of it.
We have one here, actually, not in the studio, but it's an electronic instrument that you play with your hands.
With the strings.
Yes. Yeah, you don't touch it, but it creates an electrical field. There's like a rod here and one here, and you go as you move your hands around. I heard somebody the other day doing an interview with a theremin. Like, they'd say, "Well, tell me about your work experience. If you want to work here, we need to know the background." And then he went, and you could actually kind of understand what those weird notes were trying to say. He was having a conversation with music, and he meant it to be comical, but it actually was a great example of how he was conveying emotion through how he happened to make the sounds. I might want to hate to say steal. We call it the folk process, or the improvising process. I might want to try doing that with our theremin sometimes. It's neat to be able to do that. We just have a couple minutes left. Is there anything else you guys want to add about your work, I am going to encourage folks, go to centeroflife.org. They do just amazing things there. I've been with you with Center of Life and have known about programs there since about 2005 or 2006, the very beginning. And we'll mention Micah's video again, too. But anything else?
Krunk has a new album coming out somewhere around October, right, Micah?
Yeah.
It's called Moral Duality, and it's featuring like all the Krunk students and what they worked on this past summer. And the theme of our summer program, well, for the summer, was heroes versus villains. So a lot of the songs will have that aspect feel to it. So, like, definitely be sure to check that out.
Excellent. And any other thoughts at all?
No thoughts. The jazz band is always going to be in Hazelwood. We're in Hazelwood performing everything. That's all my take.
Let me talk. Just have a performance, actually. Y'all just did some motion, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. You know I don't have the best memory. Hold on. I wasn't on that gig. Thursday. Thursday. Yeah. I wasn't on there.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure a select few of the jazz band were selected to perform at the Phipps Conservatory, right? Mm-hmm. Phipps Conservatory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that last night? Or
it was two days ago, on Thursday.
I saw that written up. So that's great. So I just found a track from 2016 that Krunk did in our library here. We need to make sure when the new one drops that we get it. Micah, how can people find the video again that you released?
Oh, yeah. So search up The Krunk Movement, TheKrunkMovement. I don't know why that was hard to spell, but yeah, that, and they just search it, and it's feeling like it's all right. And that's, you feel me, that's it. Also, I do have one other thing to mention, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Are you familiar with the Open Air Festival?
I am not.
Yeah, okay. All right, we are performing at the Open Air Festival on Saturday. It's in Hazelwood Green.
Oh, I know of it, but not the details.
Yeah. We are performing, and I don't know the time exactly. But we are performing on Saturday. If you can search it up, and you'll probably pop up on you. So
yeah, we'll take a look. Is that today or
this Saturday? No, next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
My fault. I'm bugging.
No. The 30th. We'll find out at the Open Air Festival. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Here's hoping you'll come back. Okay. This song's called "Love Yourself" from 2016, showing a Krunk Movement.
Told him throw a coat on his coat out. I used to live that life, I won't go back. Couldn't see the picture any clearer. Trying to make me a statistic, that's an error. Gave my daddy 5 to 10 for selling weed. But shame a black man for trying to feed his family. Oh, please don't snake me for no reason. Hey, please don't shoot me for no reason. Don't push me, cause I am close to the edge. Oh, I'm trying to live my life how I'm meant to. Black teenager killed for just chilling with his friends. Another one, DJ Khaled, they don't want to see you in 2016. And we still some slaves. Kids dying from hunger, but we still got J's. We still got chains. We still rap gangs. Bills ain't paid. We need to step up, show these people, cause we still got brains. When they try to take us under, reach above yourself. You only hate me, cause you don't love yourself.
I love myself, yes I love myself as you should. I love myself, yes I love myself as you should.
I am the sun, the
wind, the earth, a goddess, the sky, the sea, a queen who crowned us, my life, my skin, my hope, a promise, the chains, the whips, the scar that bound us, we will be free, that is a promise, I love myself, cause our God crowned us, we will be free, that is a promise, I love myself, cause our God crowned us.
Head down, but my hands up. Mask of fear in my heart when the feds come. And no, God, don't let me throw a tantrum. Cause I'ma end up on the ground from the man's gun. Black man, white man, but we're not equal. Police look at us like we're not people. Killing kids like a sport, but it's all legal. Got the phones to record, but the law cheat them. And there's no black man not here making laws. Black baton breaking jaws and people scared to get involved. Make a run and lose it all, the shooter kills standing tall. No pain when they see him fall, the bullet shelter end it all.
I love myself, yes I love myself as you should. I love myself, yes I love myself as you should.
Love yourself if you don't love yourself, you need to love yourself if you don't love yourself, you need to love yourself if you don't love yourself, you need to love yourself if you don't love yourself.